changing isn't free. You read it in the tea leaves and the cracks are on TV. Beware the Savage Show of 1984. They'll spit your pretty cranium and fill it full of air and tell you that you're 80, but rather you won't care.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, December 3rd, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond, the official narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported, folks, and please help us out during this transition phase regarding a transfer of ownership from our founder, the late, great John Stadmiller. And, of course, his spirit, I know, is still keeping an eye on us here, and, you know, I certainly wouldn't want us to start slacking. So we'll do the best we can here, folks, and please help out in every way you can. You know, this is the canary in the coal mine. John always goes down. You'd be sure totalitarianism will be sure to follow swiftly. Of course, we're already getting that creep of, well, the totalitarian tiptoe, as David Icke fondly refers to it, or not so fondly refers to it. But nonetheless, folks, we are going to continue here, press on, and please help us to do that in every way possible, whenever possible. We're still getting, we're still in the process of getting the card payments via phone up and running again, but we do have a PayPal and mail-in options. So please, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, and go to that donate page, and click on PayPal. Relatively secure means of online transaction. I've never had a problem with it any times I've used it for payments out there. And of course, you can mail in your donations, folks. Cash, check, or money orders made out to just the letters RBN. RBN. You make them out to. And you can mail that to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting this uncensored content well into the future. I do have dual co-hosts with me here, moving forward on Fridays. Of course, I have for a while had Stephen Douglas Weitzner joining us Fridays. Hello, Stephen. Are you with us, sir? Perhaps he's on mute. Hey, you need to unmute, Stephen. There you go. Yep, unmuted again. Yep. There you go.
Boomer mute. I apologize to all.
That was a triple boomer mute. Oh, wow.
Listen, what said everybody, it's very vital. I mean, for free speech to continue, for us boomers to be able to mess up our microphones and our mutes again, for us to continue doing this and embarrassing ourselves like this, we need your help.
We need your help. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Stephen. Yes. And I also have, of course, folks, another Friday co-host who will be joining us moving forward, Ms. Rosemarie McLeod. Hello, Rosemarie.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Richard, Stephen. It's good to be here. I have a lot to say with what's going on in the world, but I'll reserve that for later.
Okay, and thank you so much for being here and giving us a feminine perspective, Rosemarie McLeod. It's an honor to be on with you. I want you to know I'm very proud to be able to co-host with you and Richard on Friday on Fridays. It's very vital that we can continue to have this voice. I mean, I almost want to say a voice crying out in the wilderness, so to speak, because it's very important that free speech continues. If we're if we're going to have free speech, it ain't going to be free. We are going to have to support it. We're going to have to support it with our shekels, with our spirit, with our, you know, with just our will. We're just going to have to put forth our will against the evil will of the ones who shall not be named. We're up against them, and they have unlimited funds to fight us with. So, folks, please, whatever you're able, if you can do anything to help RBN, oh, it goes a long way for us. It's a, you know, a dollar.
And I think that is a good point that I quoted from John Stadmiller. John Stadmiller would always say, this is the canary in the coal mine. You know, if RBN goes down, you know, just watch how how bad, you know, the independent media, free speech in general, and regardless of reason. I mean, if not enough people are willing to support, if just the laws somehow tried to, you know, make this not possible, you know, any number of circumstances with monopolies of big tech out there, you never really can be sure, rule anything out moving forward. But, you know, Stephen, I was mentioning to you, maybe this is a good way to segue, I was mentioning to you privately before the show, I mean, as much as I appreciate people who keep up, you know, with all of the daily news, domestic politics, you know, raising the debt ceiling, you know, all these, you know, supposed important actions in domestic politics, which I really don't see as all that, I don't know, when all that significant when you really look and have for a while now at how much we're deceived on every level, you know. And with the internet, it's more obvious than it was in the 60s, 70s, 80s. That goes the same for international conflict. You know, I mean, we have bankers and corporations, and sometimes military conflicts on the surface are the best way for appearances, you know, for the optics, the PR, as far as for what they want to do, the changes they want to make. But come on, I mean, we can see with this, all right, with this pandemic, how much the world, more or less, the developed world is in lockstep, all getting the same orders from the same people. I can't tell you how many nations and leaders have used the Build Back Better reference already. A lot of great clips showing just how widespread, you know, the talking points are fed, you know, and how thoroughly to everyone. Build Back Better, Great Reset. I mean, it's clearly a global agenda, and yeah, these mandates, these shots. I think this is the only game in town at the moment for exposing things, for mobilizing enough. Before it's too late, there could be a point of no return with the technology, the monopolization of things, to really even build communities outside the system. You know, there is perhaps a countdown, and it certainly is already in motion. I don't think there's anything to wait for. I think we need to start building those communities. There may be a collapse moment, just like with the financial for society as well in America, but I don't think we need to wait any longer for that. Before starting to build these parallel societies we speak of and exposing these shots, you know, I mean, it's amazing how much even many of these establishment bodies, which are largely controlled, are even now speaking out against the shots, like they want to rinse their hands from future liability, while it's still somewhat perceivable that way. We have the American Medical Association, for example, or I'm sorry, Heart, American Heart Association, with a tweet on Twitter that someone linked to their declaration. Even that, though, Twitter is saying is an unsafe link. Warning, this link may be unsafe. So going to the American Heart Association, Twitter is even saying, if they're going against this agenda, then, you know, they're not even safe, okay? You can't go to the American Heart Association website from Twitter unless you insist, I guess, on ignoring the warning, you know, that it may be an unsafe website. And what they've concluded, a new study is warning from the American Heart Association, mRNA vaccines dramatically increase the risk of developing heart disease from 11% to 25%. It's pretty straightforward, and from an organization of the establishment, as far as I see it, it's amazing that Twitter is, for example, is so hardcore with these globalists, if you will, that, you know, in a, what, double, triple parentheses, if you prefer, yeah, that even that is considered misinformation, American Heart Association. And the World Health Organization now, I was very surprised to hear this, the World Health Organization is now admitting that there's no evidence, you know, that you have any further protection, any greater protection to the healthy with these booster jabs. So even the WHO is throwing the boosters under the bus, you know, trying to get
Richard,
out, like I say, a bit.
Can I add something?
Yeah, please. I was about to turn it over to you folks. Yeah, please, Rosemary. The floor is yours.
I'm starting to notice all these big names like the WHO and all this nonsense all of a sudden admit something that we've known, things that we have known about the scamdemic since it all began, where they're admitting it so that they know that their time is limited, that sooner or later they will have to face a tribunal, because what they're committing is crimes against humanity, worldwide genocide. So now if they plea, I mean, not plea, but if they all of a sudden admit, hey, maybe those conspiracy theorists that we were throwing in jail and throwing out of Twitter and this place, maybe they're correct, quote unquote, we won't get hung once the tribunals happen, because I guarantee it, we are the majority, they are the minority. Okay, there will be a tribunal, if not in our generation, in the next, I guarantee it. And their necks will stretch, you know, just like in Nuremberg, except for that kangaroo court. We all know what the story was behind it. This time, it will be actual criminals being hung, okay? And all of a sudden, they're pleading innocence. They're pleading, oh, yeah, it's right, it's correct, it's this, it's that. And they're covering their collective behinds. That's what they're doing.
At least they're trying to. And I hope that they don't get away with it. I just hope that, you know, it's up to us. It is up to you and me to see that they don't get away with it this time.
It's amazing. It's amazing how they're doubling down with this Omicron alleged variant. I mean, the South African doctors who originally cited it, recognized it, are saying that there's virtually practically no symptoms. Okay, you don't even have a cough. You have like a scratchy throat. This is just what they're claiming, but you just would have like a scratchy throat. You'll have a bit of a loss of energy, fatigue, and, you know, hardly noticeable, really. And there haven't been any deaths recorded from it yet, if we're to believe this sort of variant is out there.
But the point is,
everyone is ignoring all of that information and just hearing Omicron, a new variant, and they're just saying, oh, this is going to be far more dangerous. They have nothing. And actually, the opposite is put out there.
And
nothing to base that on.
The enemy is telling us what they think of us as a world population by this alleged Omicron. One, and pretty soon, believe it or not, YouTube is going to show this movie. Omicron in 1963 was a sci-fi movie. I never heard of this movie before, and I've seen every classic movie out there, okay? And it's the first time I'm hearing it, and actually, this Sunday, they're going to show it. And it's about space aliens that take over this one man because they want to take over the world. Surprise! And then second of all, if you look at the word Omicron, or however you say it, it literally spells moronic. And I didn't even see it. It was someone else who pointed it out. And I was like, oh, my God, it really does spell moronic.
Yes.
That's what they think of us. That
exactly.
We're
very
morons.
True. Very true. They think we're morons.
I'm sorry.
That's what they think of us. That's exactly the way they look at us, Rosemary. You're correct. That's exactly the way they see us. They think we are the ones that are the morons, when, in fact, the opposite, I would say, is the truth. That's it. What? Just the arrogance and the I don't know how to phrase it, except that...
But all they needed was, you know, just some kind of claim of a variant. They're not worried about people hearing any information, just a sound bite, and they figure the masses will not have even heard anything that conflicts with it. The EU chief, I didn't even know we had such a thing. A European Commission President Ursula is also pretty extreme out there, but the EU chief is calling for mandatory vaccinations. We're hearing that Germany is might be doing this. I mean, I don't know. I saw the story and I'm having trouble believing it. They're mandatory vaccinations,
Richard,
for all
it
Germans.
It is happening in Germany, in Austria, yep. First. As a matter of fact,
I heard about Austria. But I heard about Austria with the lockdowns that are so extreme, jailing unvaccinated. I haven't heard about forced vaccinations
Germany?
In Austria. Germany, I am. I'm here in Germany
that
now. They are considering forcing everyone.
That pig Jew, Dracula, Mercula, same difference. Merkel, whatever her name is, that fat pig Jew, she said by February 1st, if they're not fully vaccinated, it's going to cost every unvaccinated person 5,000 euros in fines. What they're not showing, of course not, who runs the media, right? What they're not showing is practically millions of real Germans hitting the streets and protesting this nonsense. And they're not going to force vaccinate no one, because I hope to the gods of my German ancestors that they take to the streets, but not just take to the streets, and show them what Hitler showed them on the streets when they had the brown shirts marching. Okay? They took no prisoners. They went fist to fist with the Bolsheviks back then. Okay? Let's hope that kind of spark returns to our people in Europe. Okay? That's what Europe needs. And now all of a sudden, get this, gentlemen. I read this morning that all of a sudden, the president of the EU didn't know that a president of the EU existed. Is making it mandatory for all of Europe. All of Europe.
Well, here we have the first break. Thank you for that. Stick around, folks, and we will be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range. Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
We are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with my Friday co-hosts, Stephen Douglas Whitener and Rosemary McLeod. Now, folks, we have a caller on the line, and this is a first for my show. We have George in Greece. And if this is the same George I know from Stormfront, I've heard excellent updates on the situation with Golden Dawn the past couple of years. Hello. Is this the same George?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and yes, this is the same George from Greece that used to call in Stormfront the time they used to take callers, and I'm the same person. I used to call in Dr. Slattery's show too, but it's been a while since I've been online, since I've been on the air, and
Hello? Thank you, sir. Thank you for the call.
Thank you for being there and keeping it up and doing a pretty good job, letting people all around the United States what's really happening. I'm calling in to add some more information regarding what's happening in Europe. The thing is that in Austria and Germany, there's going to be a forced vaccination for almost everybody, actually virtually everybody, starting from February. So there's going to be a one-time fine of €3,500 if they don't take the jab the first time, then there's going to be double that amount the second time they don't take that jab 4 months on. And then if they don't take the jab, like the third time, they go on not denying, refusing to take the jab, they're going to jail for a month at least.
Wow.
So yes, that's in Austria, okay, and Germany. Here in Greece, the prime minister here announced that starting from January, everybody 60 years of age and upwards is going to be forced to take the jab. Otherwise, they're going to be paying a 100 euro fine that's going to be payable through their pensions. Like they're going to be withholding money from their pensions if they don't pay the fine out outright. So
they're just going to take it right out of your account, George. They're just going to take it right
out of the people's pensions if they don't actually pay the fine the first time.
George, is there anybody in Greece standing up and protesting against this insanity?
Look, lady, the thing is this way. All right. So there used to be Golden Dawn, and in 2013 there was a mishap with the death of a radical anarchist Antifa person, a trapper that was very, very violent. And unfortunately, this person got stabbed and killed. So the whole party went to jail. Everybody from Golden Dawn right now is in jail. From the leader to middle class members, they're all in jail. And right now there's no political movement radical enough to be able to stand up to this kind of situation. I will have to remind you that back in 2013, Golden Dawn was showing a great momentum, electoral momentum, and was reaching 20% of the electorate, and the establishment here got extremely panicked, and they found a way to jail these people. Everybody's in jail right now. Anyway, that's the situation right now in Greece. From where I'm standing right now, I think that around May or June next year, we're gonna be looking at people, you know, being forced to concentration camps or mental asylums. I really can't guess right now what's gonna happen, but my guesstimation is we're gonna be looking at some kind of this situation.
You don't need a political party to stand up against tyranny. People are doing it all over Europe, all over the world, without a political party. I'm just curious to know, because I know in Austria and in Germany, the everyday people, the everyday citizen is rising up against them, their lunacy, their Jewish mentality, and they're telling them really where to go. You know, with
Let's please skip this break, Julie, if you could. Go on, George.
So, yes, and from what I understand, this is a Jewish concept. From what I'm looking at, it's a Jewish concept. If you take a look at the Third World, Sub-Saharan Africa, Southeast Asia, most of Southeast Asia, and most of South America, vaccination rates range from like 0.5 to maximum 4.5 of the population. So this is entirely directed towards white Christian nations. Western Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, Japan, because it allegedly belongs to the West and has been pretty nationalistic in the past. Russia and... Although Russia and China are not really taking mRNA jabs, they're taking a regular vaccine. The stuff that we are being forced to accept are all DNA oriented mRNA vaccination types. So we're looking, we're pretty much looking at a wholesale genocide of the white race, actually, if we let this happen in the long run.
Well, I apologize to Tony in Chicago when he called it a white genocide agenda. No, you point out some facts that really lend to that being the case. Stephen, Rosemary, did you have more to ask George?
Well, George, is there Go ahead, Rosemary.
Well, it's a Jewish inception,
Stephen,
from top to bottom.
Stephen, what were you going to
I wanted to ask you, George, is there anyone there that is capable there of standing up to it? Are there any people there? And I mean, even if there are, would they be able to do it out in the open? It just seems to me like these scum, these satanic Jews, they have this power to take it right out of your bank account.
With our people, both in the United States, both in the Americas and Europe, is that we have been under a strict indoctrination for the past 80 years, post-World War II. After we lost the battle, after Germany lost the war in 1945, pretty much everybody turned against us, and we're all aware of all the secret operations by intelligence services in the United States and the United Kingdom, trying to manipulate the mentality of individuals and society in general in white countries. So we have been under tremendous psychological pressure through the media, academia, and most of all Hollywood. People are not able to think rationally anymore. They're being sentimental and borderline psychopathic, because that's the product of the indoctrination that has been enforced upon them through Hollywood mainly and the mainstream media. Have been receiving opposing messages through images, sounds, and texts, and we have been exposed to a huge cognitive dissonance through almost everything that we come about in our everyday lives. So people are right now not being able to think rationally, middle of the line way of thinking, and that's the main problem, I think, right now. People are not thinking rationally; they're thinking more sentimentally and pathologically. There's no real ability to be able to think rationally and come up with results and conclusions. That's why we're not being able to react right now. That's my opinion right now.
I agree.
Well, not the entire continent of Europe or Western civilization. There are those of us, including myself, that are not cognitive dissonant. We are well aware. We're rationally thinking. I'm on the air every Friday as a co-host to let people know what's going on. I do some speaking face-to-face in my small area, my small town. I do come up against cognitive dissonance. It's gotten to the point where I've had to walk armed because I'm concerned about how people might react, I mean, I've heard of stories of physical altercations and stuff like that because people point out the facts, And yet, they're not like us. They're not National Socialists. But I heard a doctor who is in the truth movement, is what they're calling it, the truth movement. And I heard a 30-minute discussion where towards the end, she names the Jew. she names the Jew and says it's the Jew, you know, who's doing this. I nearly fell off my chair. This woman, on a normal day, would be called a leftist, and yet she names the Jew, and she's a white woman doing it. So believe it or not, George,
there's
and
hope.
Gentlemen, people are waking up, including
yes.
those of our people who are on the left side.
Yes,
well, George,
I think
George,
people are waking up, but... It's been three generations now that have been heavily indoctrinated and brainwashed through images, through conflicting messages that are especially being produced in order to instill mental disorders on people. They're not taking anyone's side. They're just there to instill cause mental disabilities in our brains. Really, it could be targeted towards anybody, towards blacks, Asians, Latinos, whites. Everybody's being indoctrinated by being bombarded daily by conflicting images and conflicting notions of reality. We cannot tell what's true anymore.
I would go
well,
all the way back to this movie. Go ahead, Rosemary. That's all right.
I'm sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
Well, there was this all the way, as far as Greece goes, goes all the way back to this movie Z that they used to slander the country of Greece and to slander the right wing in Greece. It just seems like they've gone all the way that far back as far as my generation is concerned. You know, I remember seeing that movie when I was 8 years old at a drive-in with my father, and it was, you know, even that far back in the 60s, I could see the slander that was being committed against the country and against the right wing in Greece, and that came right out of Hollywood, just as you said, George, that we've been bombarded by propaganda from Hollywood that slanders.
Yes, the condition is.
Yes, it all started in Weimar Germany with all the decadence mm-hmm. and depravity of Jewish cinema during Weimar years in Germany. And then these yes, people moved over to Hollywood, and you can see their propaganda in a very, you know, popular movie called Casablanca, where when the fate of World War II was not really decided yet the movie is taking a clearly anti-German stance, and Germans are being vilified in that movie. 1942, the war was not over yet, and there was no word around about any sort of Holocaust or anything, but yet the Germans are being vilified in 1942 through Jewish Hollywood in that movie called Casablanca, starring Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman. So Hollywood has been around for at least 80 or 90 years, starting from Weimar Germany, doing all sorts of bad things to the mentality of their audience. It has been Jewish from top to bottom since then.
Well, yes, I mean, ever since maybe you could say the industrial, ever since maybe the Industrial Revolution, you could say these so-called elitist think tanks, largely Jewish, have been impeding various stages of social engineering. You're very correct. After World War II, it accelerated tremendously. Now we're having another acceleration with this COVID sort of a cover, you know, that's a catch-all. Bring in the climate change, the forced vaccinations, the medical passports, digital ID currency, social credit. I mean, but there's still hope. I don't know. Greece is far removed from us in the United States here, George. But I mean, here we talk about people trying to just have their own local communities with like-minded people, try to get to know local farmers, be able to start bartering as much as possible with these people. Is that even possible in a place like where you live at this point?
Well, people are very much, you know, urbanized here in Greece. Rural communities have pretty much been destroyed the last 50 years, But you're absolutely right. It has to be in a grassroots movement. It has to be bottom to top movement. People have to you know, abandon social media and the television sets and get together again. Start communicating person to person. Start to rediscover one another. And I think that's the only way we should go about it, because being isolated in within our four walls and you know, trying to make sense of the world is not the way to go about that.
I completely agree with you, George. My friend, Mr. Church, he talks about gathering. He says that they want to stop us from gathering together, and that's what we must do, that we must gather together one-on-one and in smaller groups so that we know one another and that we can fight against this, you know, together. And that's what they fear.
And what we need to do, there's two things that need to happen in our folk. We need to stop infighting over things like politics and religion, okay? Politics is what got us into this mess. We need to stop thinking a long line of politics. And religion, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't even matter. I'm a pagan.
Yeah.
I follow my ancestral pre-Christian religion. If you're Christian, I don't care. We're in you're my brother, okay?
Amen.
And that's how we need to think. We need to think along those lines and unite, because every argument against, you know, Christians and this and that is making the Jew happy.
And yes, absolutely. These are all false dichotomies, and people should realize that the only thing that that really binds them together is their race, their heritage, and this is the only one thing that no one can take away from them, even their religion, and that's what binds us together is our race, and we have to, you know, start realizing that and come together again. And the bad thing about, you know, the rest of the West, excluding America, of course, is that no one is allowed to, you know, own arms, firearms here in Europe or Australia. We are pretty much disarmed. And unlike the United States, if push comes to shove, there's no way that we can react to any sort of, insurrection or real trouble, social trouble that might occur someday, you know. So we're pretty much helpless here. We're not allowed to own arms.
I'm helpless. I have a physical disability, but it doesn't leave me unarmed. I can use other things to defend myself. In ancient times, do you think that people only used shields and swords? People used their farming equipment for defense.
Yes.
Hint.
The most important weapon is the mind, you know. And I can just,
absolutely.
You can just see them rubbing their little grubby hands together. They're just so happy that they think that we are disarmed. They think because we don't own a firearm that we're disarmed. But we have our minds, and we have our will, and we have our like-minded, our like-mindedness and our love for one another and for our race. That is the most important thing, I believe, that our
that's another problem. That's another problem, though, and you have it worse than we do, George, where people can't speak out in a positive way about their race and their greater racial family.
Yes, very true.
It's completely. It's a huge mess. I mean, linguistic discourse these days is a huge mess. No one can say anything anymore, and words have lost their meaning. There's huge confusion around. about simple things such as language. And one of these, you know, buzzwords around is, of course, race and racism, a term coined by Trotsky himself back in the 1910s. And there's huge confusion about language, about language these days, and race and racism is one example. Yes.
Unfortunately, here we have a lot of people afraid to death of being called a racist. But as far as these, we have hate speech laws overseas in Europe. As far as the conditioning of people to race mix, you know, the pressure on the young European women to race mix, and the gender conditioning with the transgender and gay agendas. I don't know. Do you see many people in Greece, the young people who are susceptible to that? Are there a lot of, you know, mixed couples and transgender gay kind of culture? Is it just as bad there? Falling into the propaganda.
Yes, it's almost as bad here as well, because everything is coming from you guys, from not you, but, you know, the United States. And it will only take a month or two for it to reach Europe and Greece, of course. And right now, pretty much everybody is, you know, fighting around these kind of notions, notions of race, racism, gender equality, gender fluidity. I've lost track of all these terms, you know, flying around the place.
Right.
So yes, it's entirely as bad as the United States right now in terms of language use.
Well, local solutions, we seem to all agree on that, and it has to include gatherings in person, you know, one-on-one and in small groups in person.
Yes, absolutely.
People
have to, you know, go off social media, go away from their mobile devices where everything is being recorded, try to form small social groups, not non-traceable, not being heard by electronic devices, and try if they need to, you know, communicate over long distances, they should use the airwaves, they should use the short waves, the way our movement used to operate back in the day, and that's the only way. I mean, physical mail, airmail. That's the only way forward, guys. I don't see any other way, because everything else is traceable and recordable. And by being heard all the time over the internet, AI and physical listeners are being able to, you know, actually figure out our psychographs. Psychograms, and figure out what we stand for, what our mentalities are, our deep psychology, and even what we're planning to do in the future. So we're giving them the weapons and the means to fight us even better every time we speak over, you know, the internet or our mobile devices, or even, you know, the standard phone lines.
All our
people have to get off all traceable devices.
Good advice. I mean, yeah, the whole internet of things.
Can I add something?
Of course.
I'm a national socialist. I have been for many years. I can't find like-minded people, but because of this COVID nonsense, I've latched on to the truth movement. And I have found many, many white people all over the world who are awakening to what is going on in the world. And
yes,
I've latched on to this movement. And in doing so, I branched out into the common law community. And I have found two white families, 100% white families, who are only 2 hours away from me. They both have farms, and they have both told me if the crap hits the fan, that they would come and pick me up because I don't drive. And
that's a tip. That's
know
what we
that
need.
I'm a national socialist.
So there is hope.
Absolutely.
There's hope in each of our countries for white racial awareness. Everyone else has racial awareness without shame, but whites are taught to be shameful and to abandon it. There is still hope for white racial awareness in America, throughout the countries of Europe, including Greece. Maybe we could skip this last break as well. We have a few minutes left. It's great to have you here, George.
Yes.
Rosemarie, did you want to add something that you were going to say before we hear more from George?
It's a matter of finding like-minded people. And even if they're not racially aware, trust me what I tell you. I'm on Telegram. I talk to people all over the world, our folk, and even people from other races. This whole Jewish BS is waking all humanity up. And
absolutely,
I hear you.
Well, these guys are criminals, outright criminals. Look what they did to Golden Dawn. The only hope that Greece had back in the day. Look what happened in Austria. I mean, they outright toppled their government there, their president Kurz. You know, they just got rid of the guy. And they replaced him with one of their puppets, and now they're taking all these measures.
That the guy you mentioned from Austria, the former chancellor, he's a turncoat. He was the first one to say yes to force vaccinations. He left along with his whole cabinet. They all left 2 days ago or 3 days ago, whenever it was, this week, because they know their time is at a short end.
So well, I think these are all excellent.
Collective behinds, they left, all of them. We cannot erase anyone in our defense. We have to stand up as a race, as a people, in defense of our own.
This advice is all excellent. I think that, yes, getting away from the technology we're addicted to, this is what is limiting us in the ways George was mentioning. We need to be able to abandon all that technology with these gatherings and just be able to network with racial awareness and just community awareness.
This is actually very common sense and practical advice, because right now what we're communicating among us, I mean, what we're saying right now over the phone, what we're going to be talking about on our mobiles, on our cellular phones, what we're going to be commenting on through social media, everything is recordable, traceable, and it's being, you know, used to understand what we stand for, what we're thinking actually, what our deepest thoughts are, and that way we're giving them the means to actually be able to know us better and fight us better. That's why we have to move away from all recordable devices and get together in real. There's no other solution. Otherwise, they're going to know everything that we're planning for in the future. And there's no way we can plan ahead unless we're going to be in secret. I mean, 100%.
It wouldn't be the first time in European history where our folk had to resort to underground activity. There is a whole history of people. I am mostly of Scandinavian descent. In the 1400s, my ancestors literally had to honor the old gods underground because it was the death penalty to be pagan. So
it's a very serious subject. I mean, Christianity and all is very, very serious and has many things to talk about. But I don't think we have the time right now.
And it's really
serious. I think it's the top priority. I mean, even above racial matters, to understand. understand what's happening in our souls for the last 2,000 years, but I don't think that we have the time right now. I have a very, very, I have many, many, many things to talk about Christianity, but I think I'll just, somebody else come on the show right now, okay?
No, it was great to have you on. Please call again, George, and it was, it was wonderful hearing all this.
Thank you for taking my call, guys, and keep it up. You're doing a great job.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming on.
All very good advice. And yes, I couldn't have said it better. I'm going to have to be sure to share this with many people. Great segment with George from Greece. Okay, well, no, please, Stephen, Rosemary, any thoughts the last couple minutes we have?
Go ahead, Rosemary. Your ladies first.
As I was bringing up, it was an example, okay? It wasn't the first time our folk had to turn to the underground to survive. I mean, recently, shortly after the war, our folk in Germany had to disappear and turn to underground, the underground. I refuse to go underground. I refuse. I want everyone to remember my face and remember my name and my voice and my words. And I stand for truth and honor. But, you know, if push comes to shove, I'll stand elsewhere. But it meaning whatever has to be done to oust the rotten Jew who's doing this to our world. And they won't stop until billions are dead. I mean, look at the Georgia Guidestone.
Yes, that's exactly what they plan. You can see they've written it in stone. They've carved what their plans are in stone, Rosemary. Yes, absolutely. You're correct. They've carved their plans in stone. And it couldn't be more obvious what they want to do to us. And I am proud to stand with you. I beforehand my show at other another network was called In Plain Sight itself, just like Jeremy uses now. In Plain Sight, we're standing here in plain sight, standing for truth. I don't. It almost sounds like that Superman thing, truth, justice in the American way, or whatever. But no, it's truth and justice and racial realism. That's what we stand for.
Right.
Just the facts and I won't let you close out, Richard. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Stephen, and thank you, Rosemary. It's great to have you both here and in future on Fridays. All right, folks. Well, please support the station. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.